You're watching our video review of the Motorola Rocker E8. This is a music-oriented feature phone from Motorola on T-Mobile's 3G network here in the United States. It's a quad-band GSM SIM card-based phone, so you can get it unlocked and use it around the world. The most interesting facet about the Motorola Rocker E8 is its kind of shift technology-enabled keypad. Unlike a traditional numeric D-pad that you might see on a smartphone or a traditional feature phone, it doesn't actually have buttons that stay in one place. Instead, when you're actually using the phone, it actually is going to kind of change and reorientate itself depending on what application you're in. Another interesting thing about this keypad is that, again, when it's turned off, you actually can't see any keys or anything at all, but a very glossy black kind of piano-like finish. It's very glossy, it's a huge fingerprint magnet, so if you plan on using this under direct sunlight, it might be a little bit of a hindrance. Otherwise, it looks extremely cool, very futuristic, and has a pretty cool design element to it. You can see here how every single button kind of has this nice divot on here, which has this almost small kind of indicator of where the keys will actually be when the product is actually turned on. Overall, that's it as far as tactile response is considered. So if you are a rapid texter or looking for a phone with a great keypad to go with for texting really quickly, this is probably not going to be the phone for you just because the tactileness is a little bit weak and you have to press quite hard to get a response sometimes. Otherwise, the screen itself is quite large, displays a pretty good amount of colors, and also is very, very vibrant, offers pretty good viewing angles as well. The top features the earpiece. The very top of the handset itself features the 3.5mm headphone jack for listening to music, whereas the left-hand side features the volume rocker for the music and also for the phone itself. You also have access to a quick shortcut key that can take you to different applications, and automatically it's pre-enabled to take you to the camera application. The bottom device features a rocker logo. The right-hand side doesn't feature anything but a lock switch for the rocker keypad. You can unlock it like so, and now you can start using it. There's also a micro USB for charging and syncing information. The back features a 2.0 megapixel fixed focus camera with video capture modes, a soft touch material that's pretty nice and easy to grip, and behind the back cover you can find access to a SIM card and hot swappable micro SD card for expanding a built-in 2GB of memory to a larger capacity if you want to play more songs on your device. So overall, a pretty cool design. Now, when the phone is actually not turned on, the keyboard here is actually locked into place. So it's very similar to a BlackBerry Storm 1's kind of Shure-type keyboard in the sense that it's completely locked, and if you try and press on it, nothing will happen. It's going to be completely stiff. Only when the phone is turned on will you have access to these keys, and will you actually be able to press down. For example, over here, now we don't have any keys shown. If you press down on here, nothing will happen, and you don't get any response. It's 100% firm, and it's like pressing on a concrete slab or something like that. But if we press on somewhere that actually has an icon or a button on here, you have this tactile response. You can actually press it down like a button, and it actually makes the audible sound and haptic feedback as well. So it's interesting because it has the ability to almost lock its buttons and lock its controls to the extent where you actually can't press on them unless they are illuminated, which is kind of interesting. Now, the other interesting thing here is we suspect there's actually an LCD screen below the actual keypad over here. And that's because, again, depending on what application you're in, it changes orientation completely. For example, if we go into the music application over here where we take a look at the camera first, you'll notice that the controls have disappeared and new controls have come in place. And it's interesting because you actually can't see even a shadow of the previous numbers and icons. So it's completely disappeared from here. And actually you can't really see an edge between the screen itself and where the control pad for the numbers start and for the icons. So it's almost like it's a one-piece design from the screen to the keypad, which is a kind of interesting twist. Otherwise, the screen, again, is very bright and easy to see, even under direct sunlight, because it is very vibrant and displays quite a bit of colors. It is a feature phone, though, and not a smartphone, so don't expect too much fancy features. As far as the phone is considered, I say that the actual call quality is actually quite decent. You'll find it's pretty easy to use as far as calling and texting, and the speakerphone is extremely loud, as you might expect from a music device. Reception is also quite good, so it's a pretty good phone as far as a phone is considered. Battery life is on the medium side of the spectrum. It lasted us about 2 to 3 days before we had to recharge it with moderate usage, which is pretty nice. It's, again, longer than a smartphone, but moderate in terms of feature phone standards. Otherwise, again, we have also a pretty interesting track wheel on the front here for cycling through our musics and our contacts. It's pretty similar to the one found on the iPod Classic in the sense that we can cycle through it kind of like a capacitive control. It's very sensitive. You use your flesh to control it, and if you slide on here for a few seconds longer, it's automatically going to start cycling through at a faster speed. It's not 180 degrees in sense of it doesn't surround the entire, it's not 360 degrees, it doesn't surround the entire part of the wheel over here, but it extends to the larger part of the wheel, and you can still cycle back and forth to a pretty easy to use extent. So it's a nice feature that Motorola built in to make the product even more unique. So taking a look at the user interface, again, we have a nice kind of home screen here. We can press on the center here to bring up the actual UI. Something interesting, again, about the keypad here is that even when it is unlocked, pressing on it takes a lot of pressure to activate. So if you want to press on the general large area, you have to press down quite hard for the phone to recognize your touch. Otherwise, if you want to press really gently, you have to press right on the divot or the dot for the phone to be really easily or lightly registered, which is a little bit strange as far as from our perspective is considered. Let's exit out of that. There isn't any Wi-Fi built on here, but there is 3G. There also isn't any access to there's no GPS on board, but you do have access to a GPS for turn-by-turn navigation directions, and there is Bluetooth 2.0 on board for listening to music wirelessly. And let's just get out of the this program. Let's close it. There is a basic amount of multitasking. You can run a few applications at once to no problems at all. There's also MMS text messages. Now, if you are a text messaging fanatic, I will say the phone isn't the best for you. Again, because the D-pad is not as comfortable to use as a traditional one, but it is pretty cool, and it does work pretty well under darker environments, but under the sun, it gets a little bit washed out because it is kind of like a screen that you have to view it under darker environments to appreciate it. There are a few fun games and apps built in, including an FM radio, a voice note, and there are a few preloaded games that are trial versions, including Dinner Dash 2, Millionaire Music, Midnight Pool, which is a pool game, and also The Sims Bowling. There's also a basic organizer built on here as well for some basic calculators, alarm clocks, a world clock, and the such. And essentially that's it as far as features. Of course, you have the music player here. The multimedia is the main selling point, and you can play back your different images, your different photos, your voice notes, your wallpapers, and the such. And the music player, again, is actually very, very loud. You can search for your different artists, and you have the phone reorientate itself to a play pause key, a shuffle key, a repeat loop key, and a skip track key when the device is in the music player, which is pretty nice. So overall, as a phone, it definitely works as advertised. It's very cool, very cutting edge as far as technology is considered. It's definitely not going to be everyone's cup of tea just because the D-pad is going to be pretty alienating. If you are a text messaging fanatic, it's not the most comfortable one to use, but it is pretty cool as far as technology is considered. It isn't a smartphone, but it does have a lot of innovation to it, and for that, we definitely applaud Motorola's attempt, and this is probably one of the core non-smartphone devices we've seen from the company in recent history. So thanks for watching this video review here at osmvtxreviews.com. If you want to check out more information about the Motorola Rocker E8, you can be sure to check out our full video review and also our written review on our website at osmvtxreviews.com. Thanks for watching here at osmvtxreviews.com and also our brother site at OS Tech News. This is a Motorola Rocker E8.